B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'll be honest, I have zero faith in the kid. I'm with you.
But how do they give him a chance with Alshon being around?
Well, I'm hoping it's like you do, that they get rid of him. My only fear is that they look and they go, well, you know, we're paying him a lot of money. And they keep him. You know, my biggest fear? I don't know. I mean, first of all, he's not going to be ready because of the injury.
My biggest fear is what I heard the last couple days. Is Henry Ruggs going to the Chiefs. Oh, no. Oh, no. Could you imagine that? So, guys, look, let's go draft, man. We are so pumped for the draft. Thanks, keeping us up in sports.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy it, man. It's going to be fun that we'll actually have an event. That's the thing that's lost, Judas. We got an event, a real live event.
Yeah, that's why this week has been a lot of fun. I mean, Monday it started with, all right, it's the week of the draft, but we also had the Jordan documentary on Sunday, right? So that was great. We had something new, and we had something new to look forward to. And now as we get closer and closer, it is, I don't know, to me, it's the beginning of the, how do I word this? It's like sort of the beginning of normalcy again. I know things aren't going to be opened up right away, and I know this is not the normal NFL draft where guys are walking up in their JCPenney suits and giving the bro hug of the Roger Goodell and all that kind of stuff. I get it's not the same, but at least it's something that is on time, that hasn't been delayed. It's going to be different, but it's still happening on time. Nothing was pushed back, and it's sort of the start to returning to somewhat of normalcy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, this hour is fast cash keyword reveal. That's it. Reveal. I'd like to reveal the Eagles pick is, yes, Henry Ruggs. Enter the fast cash keyword reveal on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting reveal to 45911 by 12:15 p.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected and you win $500. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Get rules for this company-wide contest at 975thefanatic.com, and good luck. It is 12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Lunchtime is it. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Tunis, we have the playback come up at 12:20, and that will center around the draft, which I'm really looking forward to.
Got a couple picks in there.
Do you?
Yeah, got the first three picks from the Eagles that year. And I love that I have the analysis from the Mel Kipers and the Grudens and the McShays, because you go, oh, wow, I'm excited for this player. And then you see what they turn out to be. But the main part is we want to highlight the city and just how loud it was. And how great it was.
I'll tell you one thing. Forget about opinion, right? Forget about the opinion of anybody. The passion for the sport, for sports in general, is just absolutely amazing. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
It really is.
That was a great day for me. I actually... You know, I don't really get to get out of the studio that often, but that was one of the days where I was actually allowed to go to the draft, because the midday show was doing the show from the draft location. So I was there from 10 until 2, but then I was actually doing social media for the station that night. So I got a specific pass for the draft. I actually was backstage. And
I never knew that.
Yeah, I got to stay there all day. I got to, you know, ask a question for Derek Barnett and get it on the on the social media and stuff, and got up close and personal with a lot of those guys, and it was cool. Like, that was like my, I'm trying to think, like that's probably one of the biggest things, one of the coolest things in my career so far in the early stages, able to be behind the scenes at an NFL draft in my own city. That was really cool.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Had to get dressed up. That I hate.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. That's fun. You kidding me? Right? Isn't that fun?
And the only problem was it was hot, and they gave me the wrong pass to start. So when I went to go in, they said, this isn't the right pass. I had to run because there was no Ubers or anything around there. Everything was blocked off. So I had to run like four blocks because I only had like 20 minutes left to get into the doors. So I had to run like four blocks because they actually had their setup at the Franklin Institute. That's right. Where like the draft sort of headquarters were.
Yes.
And then
yes.
The draft itself was on the stage. So I had to run from behind the museum all the way to the Franklin Institute to grab the correct pass because they gave me the wrong one and then run all the way back. Meanwhile, I'm wearing a suit and dress shoes doing this, and it's hot outside.
I gotta tell you one thing. I love one of the things I love about that draft is how they incorporated the museums.
Yes.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yes, it was just so cool. Doing it on the steps. Like, how about that for a backsplash?
It was amazing. Well, first of all, there is that parkway is gorgeous. I mean, the parkway is, you know, that they modeled Philadelphia off of Paris, right?
Yes, yes.
And the parkway is supposed to be like the Champs-Élysées.
Yep.
So, like, our parkway is gorgeous. And as you lead up to the Art Museum steps, I mean, it's you know, aesthetically beautiful. It was the perfect, coolest place, I think, to have the draft. Like, it was way cooler than Dallas in that stadium, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. In a stadium? Like, yeah, that was terrible. I don't know. It
had so much character.
It
man.
Showed the city. Like Dallas was just Jerry's world, right? Like it showed the city. Exactly. And it's a shame because we're doing radio. But I suggest everyone to look it up later tonight. You know, after we do the playback, and just look at the overhead shots because they did a lot of the drone footage over over top of the crowd, and you just saw so much Eagles green. But then you saw the city in the background, and it was just such a beautiful sight.
Yeah, really was. All right, let's get back to the phones. Lewis, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Lewis!
Hey, guys, give me one second. Let me take you off speaker.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, hello.
How you doing, pal? What are you up to?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm at work myself. I work at a car dealership. Nothing crazy. I just wanted to get in on the draft conversation.
Yeah.
And I think really what the anti-trade-up community has to understand is that over the last 3 years, we have literally had the worst receiving core in the entire NFL, and it's not close. Like, it's scary how bad the statistics for our receivers has been over the last 3 years. So you have this guy. You got Carson Wentz, right? You hit on this guy, and he's proven that even with a dearth of talent at the receiver position, if you give him just a little bit of something, he can get you a win. He can just, he can make you, he can will the team to win, literally. What you want to do is get him an outside threat that makes the defense play honest so that he can be more consistent and you don't have to bet on him being magical every week. Because right now, if you lined up the team, you want your team to play with two tight ends because you have two great tight ends. So if you're going to play with two tight ends, that means you only have two receivers. And most of the time, formations are formations. But most of the time, your receivers are going to be lined up outside the numbers. So you want guys that can win outside the numbers. We don't have that person right now. Even if Alshon comes back, are you going to depend on Alshon to stay healthy for 16 games and keep his mouth shut for 16 games? Are you going to depend on DeSean Jackson to stay healthy for 16 games? Are you going to depend on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside to win consistently on the outside for you? You just don't have that guy. You have the opportunity in this draft to get that guy. And it's not going to cost you Carson Wentz-type compensation as far as what we had to give up to go get him to get him. And you can literally get any of those three guys if they get out of the top 10.
I mean, think about the sense that you make. You articulated my point better than I did. I mean, the idea of trading up, which when people, I go, you're trading up, I don't know, 10 spots, right? Max?
Yeah.
You know, how we got from 15 to 2, wherever it was, 13 to 2. Yeah, come on. You can get and up. And you know this, Lewis. The top five, that's like rare air, sacred, right? Like, you got to give up organs, right?
Right. Look at the Julio Jones trade.
Exactly. But when you're trading up to 11, 12, 13, you don't have to give up organs. Look at the price. There's a chart for this stuff. Look at it. It's not an organ.
And then one more thing I wanted to say about trading back. When you trade back, you take your destiny out of your own hands. You take control out of your own hands. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, trade back, you'll get Mims. Trade back, you'll get Rager. Trade back, you'll get T. Higgins. You guys got to understand, you can trade back, and the next thing you know, the best receiver that's available is the 10th receiver that was on your big board.
Okay, to prove your point, let us go back to 2014. And you remember what happened in 2014?
Was that the John Ross year?
That was, well, 2014 was the Marcus Smith year for the Eagles.
Okay.
And the Eagles tried to get cute. And they traded back because there were two guys they liked. And both were gone from the spot in which they traded back to when they picked. They scrambled at 26 and took Marcus Smith.
The only guarantee you have from trading back is that you get more picks. You do not have any guarantees of who will be there when you make that pick, like you just said. So you have to understand, and I understand it. Like the what you're saying to yourself when you're trading back is like, hey, we'll trade back, we'll get more picks, and we'll still be able to get this guy. It's like, yeah, you'll trade back, you'll get more picks, but you can't say you'll still be able to get that guy. Because if you trade back from 21 to 30, Rager, Mims, and T. Higgins could all be gone, along with the top four receivers.
Yeah,
and you got to take KJ Hamler at 31.
Right.
Like, yeah. You don't want to hand strap yourself like that, because the Eagles have already showed their hand. They have to get a receiver. The entire league knows it. So do you think that if you're sitting here at 28, whatever team is there, and the Eagles at 29, and you want a receiver, you know the Eagles are going to take a receiver. So if you want a receiver, you got to take one now.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I remember that year.
Was one of those players Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Yeah, so the Ha Ha Clinton Dix to me was what they needed, right?
Yes.
Or D Ford was the guy.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Yep.
D Ford was the guy in 14 that they really wanted.
That would have worked out a little more.
Would have been perfect, right? And they traded back, and what happened? D Ford was gone. The Chiefs took him. Andy took him.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
I just remember when they drafted Marcus Smith, like the analysts themselves were like, okay. Where are my papers? Where's Marcus Smith? One guy said, oh, I had him as a third round grade, but okay.
Right. Amazing, right?
Incredible.
My God, Marcus Smith, were you crazy? What?
That pick alone set you back 3 years.
Oh, wait. Tomorrow we're going to go through every draft. Every draft I want to bring up during the 4 hours of the show. We're going to grade every draft. Okay?
Okay. And then we'll put it out in overall grades?
Yeah. Because I'm such a loser.
Is it better than a C+?
Dude, what were you grading?
What do you mean, what was I grading?
You said we were grading something. I'm like,
the running backs?
Yeah.
I gave this combination of Sanders and Scott a BB+.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do that. I still don't have an idea what you're thinking about.
I think highly of Sanders.
Okay, but he's by himself. We got one running back. Right?
Yeah, he's borderline BB plus and B Scott. Boston Scott puts him up to a B plus.
Boston Scott can't lift you up that high.
Yeah, but he was so close to a B plus. He was the curve. Professor was like, all right, Boston Scott is
you
a B plus.
By himself, he gets you up to a C.
I think highly of him.
Yeah, I know, but all right, I don't want to argue over stupid things. All right, 610-632-0975.
Falls over wins.
Sometimes I get so minutiae that it's just nonsensical. Like, you know, running back A gets you to B, right? Like, it's so stupid. Like, Saquon Barkley isn't by himself gives you a B running back core. Elliott gives you a B running back core, right? Never mind. Greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and your pets? It's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn uses safe organic-based products to reduce the amount of chemicals that are used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, super lawn. For your family, your pets to enjoy. With Natural Lawn, you're not going to scarify beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. Now, here's the deal. We've reached dandelion season. The dandelions. Is that how you call them? You say them? Dandelions? The dandelions. They multiply. Over and over and over and over. You got to get rid of them. All those weeds, no good. Natural Lawn, man, they got the service you want. They got a special deal going on right now. Full service program, and you get free seeding every year. Free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know Cuz hooked you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. Choose Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio, we have our playback. Let us go back to a great time. Let us go back to April 2017, all the time in our lives. 2017, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know it at the time. But the Eagles would win the Super Bowl. How about that, Junis?
Yeah, and their first round pick was a big part of it. Right? He picked up the Brandon Graham strip sack.
I think we won the Super Bowl that day. Not with the pick. We won the Super Bowl that weekend because we impressed the gods so much that the gods went, these people deserve a Super Bowl.
I think you're right. That day was good.
It was a day of karma. This notion that we have traded our souls for a Super Bowl, I disagree. I think the football gods are just gods. I think that they are caring gods. And I think they looked at it and went, look at these poor people. Are you kidding?
Starved.
They're out here in droves like it's a flipping rock concert, right? Like it's a festival. Like it's a music, food, booze, weed festival. And they're out. And they're celebrating together. How in the world can we forsake these people any longer? Now, I think they tried to bleep with us a little bit.
I think you're right.
And anyway, watch this. They're going to win it, but let's have some fun with them. Let's take out Wentz.
How's everyone doing?
And then see what they got. All right? So let's take Wentz out of the equation and then, you know, get them all disappointed and bothered, and then we'll throw them the bone, let them win.
How about the action the Parkway got that year in less than 10 months?
Amazing.
Right? You had the draft, the weekend of the draft. You have the Super Bowl parade. And then before that, you have the celebration.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, you wouldn't know this reference, Tunis, because you don't have kids.
This is true.
There is a movie, and it's called The Book of Life. And it's you know, one of those cartoon movies, anime movies. And it's, you know, basically the gods have a wager on humans, right? It's like throughout history.
It's like a VeggieTales?
Whether it's the Greeks. What's that?
It's like a VeggieTales kind of thing?
I don't know the VeggieTales.
VeggieTales was a big CCD thing for us when we were kids.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like tomatoes and cucumbers that told religious stories.
All right. No, it's not VeggieTales, but this is like, you know, here are the gods, and the gods are making a wager, and let's see what the sad sack humans are going to do type of thing, right?
All right.
And I want to create a story around 2017 and the gods. And the gods granting Philadelphia's, well, there's no other explanation that the gods willed the Super Bowl to us. You know that.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
It's really not. There's no way in the world they were that good. All right. So it all begins, and we all wooed the gods that day, draft night, from the very beginning, when Roger Goodell stepped on stage and walked to the podium. Listen to the city of Philadelphia.
Tonight, we celebrate the great game that we all love, and we celebrate as NFL dreams come true. So it sounds like you're ready. Are you ready? The NFL draft for 2017 is officially open. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
Wow! It crowds ridiculous!
That was 55 seconds of just straight booing.
Oh, my God.
That's probably why he didn't want to return.
That was awesome. Wow. All right, Eagles were selecting 14th overall that night. Listen to the crowd when they announced the Eagles are on the clock. And then you hear some of the names that are available. Kuiper and Gruden mentioned the Eagles should look at. Take a listen to this. It's awesome.
On their roster, really. They have a couple young kids and played solid for them, but they have a choice. Could be Marlon Humphrey from Alabama. Mel, what do you think?
Say, this would have been the spot for Gary and Conley from Ohio State. Cornerback, not played opposite Marshawn Lattimore, had a great year. Val, the off-the-field issue he's dealing with, to see where he comes off the board. This would have been a spot for him. The original bit for Marlon Humphrey. Some think he's the best corner, some think he's the sixth best corner. Like Derek Barnett there. This fell perfectly, I think, for the Eagles, hope for the Ravens. Wait,
You can barely hear them.
That was incredible. All right, after they talk about those players, Trey Wingo mentions just how loud that crowd in Philadelphia was.
Boy, I really hope this is translating on television, because this place is absolutely nuts right now. As soon as they said the Eagles were on the block, these guys have been screaming at the top of their lungs, and they haven't stopped yet. So the commissioner, we believe, is getting closer to the podium.
Wow. How about it? All right, so they continue to talk about some names. And there's a name, truthfully, that I wanted. Interestingly, Humphrey not really turned out to anything. Conley, you know about. How about some of these names? Take a listen.
You mentioned Conley. You mentioned Humphrey. Is there another one of those cornerbacks that you guys really like here?
You know, you could just say Reuben Foster is the best player.
Well, you're not kidding.
On the board. What a perfect Philadelphia Eagle he would be. He reminds me a lot of Byron Evans, who was a wrecking machine here just before I came here. But he's the best player to me left on the board. And I know Baltimore would love to have him. That might be why they moved up to get him.
Yeah, for a team that needs defense, they guys are picking some real good players here. Let me throw Tre'Davious White's name out there, too, from LSU. Another good player.
I love Reuben Foster. Now, he turned out to be a kook.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and there's a reason why he fell. He fell because he was crazy. He was walking the Alabama practice and let up a cool.
Yes. Like, yeah, come on, dude.
Like, my man was nasty. And you saw him Frisco, man. He was all over the field, but he's just a nut.
By the way, that second roar of the crowd you heard, that was when it said the pick is in, like on the screen behind the guys. That's why everyone just randomly went nuts midway through that cut.
All right, let's go. The pick is now in. And here's Goodell at the podium for the announcement.
The commissioner's on the way. Guys, just enjoy the moment here for the commissioner walking to the podium. This is fantastic.
Okay, with the 14th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Derek Barnett, defensive end, Tennessee.
So Derek Barnett, the defensive end out of Tennessee, the player who eliminated Reggie White's name from the Tennessee record book for the most sacks, is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. There you see the record, one more than Reggie White. Second all-time in tackles for losses, trailing only Leonard Little. And now it is Derek Barnett's time to shine. The crowd still going crazy as Barnett walks down for the obligatory hug with the commissioner. Let's listen into the moment.
I got chills, dude. When they were playing the Rocky and the crowd's roaring, and it was wild. That was incredible, man.
And like, I know it was because it was in the city of Philadelphia, but imagine this was also like the 14th pick. It wasn't a top five pick.
I know, 14th.
Imagine if they were drafting second overall.
Well, you know what else is beautiful? Is that here's the gods took care of us too. The Eagles, remember, only get that pick because of Bradford.
Yep.
Right? How we got that pick when Bridgewater goes down, they're able to move Bradford for that pick. And listen, if the Eagles hadn't had a first round pick, it wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah. All right,
take a listen. Here's Kiper on Barnett.
And I guess a lot of people here are saying thank you, Howie Roseman, and thank you, Sam Bradford, Mel, because this was the trade that got them this number one pick back to get Barnett.
Exactly. You think about production. You mentioned it, Trey. In the SEC, unmatched. I mean, unbelievable week to week with Derek Barnett. Was able to watch him here. Anticipates the snap. Boy, he has great hand usage, and he can close despite only having 4.88 speed at the combine. Doesn't have the length, the long arms you would want necessarily. But the way he plays football, the savvy that he has as a defensive end, the way he works these offensive tackles, he schooled these tackles in college. The question is, can he do it in the NFL? Doesn't have the length, as I said, only that 4.88 closing speed. But Terrell Suggs only ran a 4.84 coming out of Arizona State. Terrell Suggs had great production in the Pac-12, like Barnett had in the SEC. That's what you're hoping if you're the Eagle, that he won't just be a great college player who runs into serious resistance in the NFL, which is average, is neutralized. You're hoping he can translate college to the NFL like Terrell Suggs did with the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow. All right, here's Gruden on Barnett.
Well, Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, plays this wide nine defense. They get in these four-point stances, and they get off the ball. They key the ball, and they get off the ball extremely fast, and they disrupt plays. And that's what you see from Barnett. The strength of his game is his quick get-off. He's going to get down low in these four-point stances, and he's going to win with his stance and his get-off. That's where most of his production comes. He can play right defensive end. I've seen him go over to the left side. But when you see 29 of his 33 sacks against SEC opponents, most of them are because of this great get-off, Lewis. And it's impressive. This man is relentless. I spent a lot of time in Knoxville. He loves to practice. And when you surpass the Minister of Defense as the all-time sack leader in Knoxville, great pick for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, look at that, dude.
High praise for Barnett, huh?
I know. What do you think, man? Has he lived up to it?
Has he lived up to it? Hell no.
Yeah.
Is he a bust? No, I can't call it that yet.
I know. I think the same thing.
He's just been a disappointment because of the injuries. He's been banged up a lot. And I think because of how many injuries he's had, that may have taken he's probably lost a step. But maybe next year he comes back fully healthy. And,
I said it last year, though. I want a double-digit sacks with the kid, man. This is the make-or-break year with him. You know that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, here's Lou Riddick on Barnett.
Yeah, there's no question that the Philadelphia Eagles believe that they can get value at cornerback here later on in the draft because it's a huge need. But I'll tell you this, if you pair this kid up with Fletcher Cox on the inside, that's one of the ways you can help soften the blow of not having great corners in the back end. If you got guys who can set sack records like this, who can time up the snap count, play in that nine technique, and get off the rock. So, great pick for them.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, and Tyrone checks in. Great point. He was one of the younger D linemen. So give him a year. This is it. We're all on board. This is it. Go ahead. We'll suspend everything until this year. It's your time, D Barnett. So the rest of the night, Philly was incredible. There were still two more days of the party. Here is the reaction to the start of that show Friday morning with how great the city was and the first round pick. I think it was me. Well, happy draft Friday, the day after the NFL draft makes its debut in Philadelphia, and it was a rousing success. Hundreds of thousands of people along the parkway. The city looked incredible. The commissioner had some fun with the crowd about being booed. It was raucous. It was fun. It was outrageous. And then the Eagles picked. Now, the Eagles take a, I thought, what was a very safe pick in Derek Barnett. If you look at what they did, what they needed, they need an end. They need a wide nine end. So, you know, the fact is, Derek Barnett was sitting there for him. The only thing that gives me pause is I still wanted Reuben Foster, who ended up going late in the first round. Jonathan Allen is sitting there, and the draft had gone perfect for the Eagles. You had to run on quarterbacks. Andy Reid trading up to get Patrick Mahomes. Right, John Ross went to Cincinnati. So you had the receiver run. Chargers go Mike Williams. Tennessee goes Corey Davis. And all of a sudden, when the Eagles are on the board, all kinds of talents there. Malik Hooker is still on the board. Unbelievable at 14. Nobody thought Malik Hooker would be on the board at 14. Jonathan Allen on the board. Reuben Foster. Dalvin Cook, who never got drafted in the first round, which is amazing. And another story. But you had four really like stud guys. And then Jonathan Allen, whose comp is Fletcher Cox. And he can't go wrong with two cocks.
There you go. That's a good, that's a good line.
All right. That is stupid. All right. Let's go. Late that night was round two. But before the Eagles picked, we got a very famous moment from that weekend. The Cowboys were on the clock. And Drew Pearson was making the pick.
All right. How about them Cowboys? I want to thank the Eagle fans for allowing me to have a career in the NFL. Thank you. I am honored as an undrafted free agent to be selected to make the Cowboys.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. That was incredible, wasn't it?
I know we hate the Cowboys. I know we're supposed to be angry. I know people didn't like that.
Oh, it was
Drew
fantastic.
Pearson did such a fantastic job. Playing with the crowd. The crowd was great. With the back and forth, the crowd got louder. He got louder. That was awesome. That added to the show that weekend.
I mean, it was fantastic. That was so fantastic. All right. Wow. Later on that round, Eagles were on the clock, and there was heavy debate about what to do in the second round. I wanted to trade up, and I wanted to go get Dalvin Cook. Here is the commissioner and Ron Jaworski, and the crowd loved it. Our own Jaws.
To announce Philadelphia's selection, we have several special guests, including Eagles legend Ron Jaworski. We are honored to have with us members of the Gold Star family, Mickey and Chris Friesen. Mickey's husband and Chris's father, Army First Lieutenant Demetrius Friesen, was a Philadelphia native and a passionate Eagles fan. He's lost his life in combat in Afghanistan in 2011. Thank you, Mickey and Chris, for being here with us tonight and for your sacrifice.
Patriots have earned the honor of the of announcing the Eagles' 43rd pick here in the second round. It's all yours.
With the 53rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Sidney Jones.
Yeah, how about that?
That was a bit. I'm sorry. I need to hear the analysis. So give me. I got to hear what they were saying about him. Give me Todd McShay on Sidney Jones.
I had him rated as the second best quarterback in this class, right behind Marshawn Lattimore. Thought he could be a top 10 pick before the injury. He has easy speed, which means he plays under control, but he's able to recover when he needs to, and able to locate the ball and go up and make plays on the ball when going full speed. Some guys struggle with that. 27 pass breakups, 9 interceptions, 40 games played. And to me, this pick signifies that this organization, the people in it, are here to stay. Doug Peterson, but then the staff as well. Joe Douglas, Andy Weidel, those guys are as good as it gets in terms of identifying personnel. And they know, hey, if we don't get him for the full year or maybe a half a year, then we're here for a long time. And in the long run, this guy is going to be a premier corner, I believe.
Wow, how about Riddick? What did he say?
Look, this organization has a great training staff, so you put all the confidence in the world in what those guys have told me before picking the players. To make it real blunt about Sidney Jones, there's nothing he can't do. The guy can play press, he can play off. He has great instincts, great route recognition, is a very physical finisher. It's a shame what happened to him, but he's the complete corner and would have been challenging for the number one corner off the board, no doubt.
Oh, man. Oh.
Did you hear the line in the beginning?
Yeah.
Look, this organization has a great training staff. So
Yeah.
Day to day. He's still day to day. He's been day to day for 4 years.
All right, let's finish it with round three. They get another corner, and John Dorenbos gives us Rasul Douglas.
With the Eagles selection, we are joined by members of the Central Bucks West High School football team. Philadelphia Eagles selection. Please welcome from the University of Texas El Paso, long snapper John Dorenbos.
What's up, Philly? With the 99th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles and the greatest fans in all the world, we select Rasul Douglas, defense.
That was cool.
Yeah, Dorenbos did a good job.
He did a great job. All right. Here's Kuiper on Douglas.
Couple of things. Disappointed John didn't do a magic trick for us. A little disappointed about that. But they may have pulled something out of the hat with this kid.
Nassau Junior College, then West Virginia. He had one interception 2 years ago against Kansas. Then this year he explodes on the scene nationally.
All right, let's end it with the great story on Douglas from Trey Wingo.
You mentioned the JUCO grind. He went to Nassau. They didn't have a dorm. He had to find an apartment, took a bus because the family didn't have a he didn't have money to eat. He showed us a dollar mat value meal at McDonald's. Take half of that food, save the rest of it for later. Eat half a dollar meal in the morning, have the rest at night. He found a way to get it done. Philly, we roll on.
That was awesome, man.
How about that? Yeah, it's a
that was incredible. I got to tell you, I got chills listening to that. What? How incredible were we?
I mean, every
those people.
Every pick was. I mean, Rasul Douglas again. This is a third round, and the place went nuts.
I mean, think about these fans for 1 second. All right, and by the way, just a little programming note: Danny Klecko is going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. He had a little bit of a thing come up, a little emergency. So he's going to join us tomorrow at 1. So we'll talk to Dan tomorrow at 1 o'clock, get you set for draft night. But these fans, I mean, that reaction to Sidney Jones, where else are you getting that?
Nowhere.
That was a day two pick. Dude, that was a day two pick.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, I almost...
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah.
Just because it was... This was, again, a second-round pick, and listen to the reaction. It's phenomenal. Oh.
Hold on 1 second, sorry.
I know. Anytime we're dealing with technology, there's always sometimes a glitch, but... Listening to the crowd react.
Mickey, you and Chris have earned the honor of announcing the Eagles' 43rd pick here in the second round. It's all yours.
With the 53rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Sidney Jones.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? That was special, man. Absolutely special. All right, let's take a quick TO 610-632-0975 610-632-0975. I that reaction that night and what happened, I think says it all about this city. We looked fantastic. Never been so proud. I mean, it was a great crowd. It was a positive crowd. There wasn't any, you know, any nasty things. It was beautiful, man. It really was. And it was a lot, you know, there's been a lot of these moments in recent years. You know, we talked about Fultz today. How about the crowd, the cheers that Markelle Fultz has gotten before all the stuff happened? And the cheers of encouragement that he received by these people. I mean, they are amazing. Wow. All right. Listen, let me tell you about the uncles, all right? In these uncertain times, right, just like these going on right now, you turn to family, right? Well, my uncles at Family Crusher Daji Ram, they truly believe in taking care of family, and that means you. That's why they're bringing the dealership experience to you. Just shop online, and they'll deliver. Yeah. They'll deliver like a pizza. The uncles, you simply select your vehicle, build your payment, apply for credit approval, and paperwork, all from the comfort of your home. I mean, the uncles, man, are you kidding me? They're going to deliver your new ride fully sanitized. Yeah, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, they take care of you. Plus, they've got unprecedented deals like 0% APR financing for 84 months. No payments for 90 days. Call, chat, visit them today. FamilyAutos.com to make an appointment for your automotive needs. Conveniently located in Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, 1 mile north of the airport, just off of 95 in Schuylkill, minutes from all the bridges. Now more than ever, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. The uncles know your family. Everyone in family looks forward to seeing you soon. Savings and down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for full details. Some exclusives may apply. The offer ends April 30th, 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.